masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. The listeners, we have been discussing about the duties of waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, in which we categorized some of the most important duties. And we were with Dr. Ali Alawi, who categorized the duties as the first one was marifat of Imam, or the knowledge of Imam, and then knowing the status of Imam, then relying on the rope of wilaya or guardianship, then waiting for reappearance, and then we discussed social reform or self-reform, in which we were discussing about media readiness and military readiness. Dr. Alawi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Thank you for once again accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me to this show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. What are my duties as a Shia, as a believer, towards my Imam, towards the Imam of my time? And Dr. Alawi, I would want you to tell further duties.
Yeah. I want to take a permission to actually continue with the love of
love
Imam alayhi salam, because this topic was left incomplete. I want to shed some more light
here.
In that issue. In another hadith, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the 11th Imam, says towards his son, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, يَا بُنَيَّ وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ قُلُوبَ أَهْلِ الطَّاعَ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ نُزَّعٌ إِلَيْكَ مِثْلُ الطَّيْرِ إِذَا أَمَّتْ أَوْكَارَهَا. That is, the hearts of the people of servitude and worship fly towards you like a pigeon, like a bird flies toward its nest. Imam alayhi salam is the center of receiving all these loves and affection from different
people.
People of servitude and worship.
True.
Not ordinary people. People who are, actually, as I said earlier, those who work on themselves.
True.
Who work in the society level or social level.
Who have gone
These are the people of servitude and purification. Their hearts actually flies towards you as
like
a bird flies towards its nest.
Yeah.
You see? So he is that center which is receiving the attention of the people and the love of the people and, let's say, the servants of God and the scene of the earth. But again, like the remembrance of Imam, if you remember, we said at the time that we have been talking about one of the duties of the waiters is to remember Imam.
True.
We said that this remembrance is not one-sided. It's two-sided. It's bilateral.
It's two-sided bilateral.
Even Imam says, إِنَّا غَيْرُ مُهْمِلِينَ لِمُرَعَاتِكَ. That is,
letter.
It's not that something that we forget you. We are also remembering you.
True.
This love also is, again, a bisided, let's say, a two-sided love.
Wow.
And Imam also cares for the servants of God, for the followers of the Imam, and for the lovers of him. And he is happy at the time that they are happy, and he is sad at the time that they are sad.
They are sad.
Yeah, this is again among in an hadith by Imam Ridha alayhi salam that says, Al-Imamu al-Anisu al-Rafiq wal-Walid al-Shafiq wal-Akhu al-Shaqiq wal-Ummu al-Barrah bil-Walad al-Saghir. That is, Imam is a trustworthy and a friendly person, and a brother, and a compassionate, and is like a mother who is kind to her young children.
Yeah.
So this is the status of Imam. That is, Imam cares for the old people. Sometimes it is being said that Imam is even kinder than the mother and the father of a person. Even some poems in Farsi, they say usually, and because they are actually a translation of these hadith, that they say that you are even kinder than my mom to me.
Yeah.
You see, how is it possible that Imam is that kind? Because they are actually manifestation of Asma, names and, let's say, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares for his creatures, for his servants, then Imam, who is a symbol of Allah's names and attributes, then he actually acts the same.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. this thousand-year-old
We said that he is happy with the happiness of his servants, and he is sad with the sadness of the servants. The same continuing about the bilateral relation in the case of love of Imam.
Yeah.
Imam alayhi salam says that Imam, as a person that he talks about himself, he says, "Ana inna la nafrahu la farahukum wa nahzanu li huznikum." That is, when you're happy, we're happy. When you're sad, we are sad. That is an Imam. This is the status of an Imam. You see, we rejoice in your joy and we grieve in your sorrows.
Yeah.
This is what Imam actually looks like. Then Imam Ridha alayhi salam in another hadith says, "Ma min ahadin min shi'atina yamradu illa maridna li maradih, wa la ghtamma illa ghtamamna li ghammih, wa la yafrahu illa farihna li farihih, wa la yaghibu anna ahad min shi'atina ayna kana fi sharq al-ard aw gharbaha." The same that Imam Ali alayhi salam was actually explaining, that said that we rejoice with your happiness and with your joy and ecstasies. Imam says, and even one of you becomes sick, we become sick. If one of you is happy, we become happy. It doesn't matter if you are in the west of the earth or the east of the earth.
East of the earth. How
so
beautiful.
It doesn't matter where you are located.
Even so if your balls apart.
Yeah. So this Imam we are talking about, we are waiting for such an Imam that who is going to come, inshallah, spread justice.
And how should we not remember such Imam? Such
very true. And not to love him.
Yeah. And as you said, one of the points here, that this love and this remembrance is bilateral. This has been proved for me. Like, I knew very much less about the Imam of the time, but at the same time, I wanted to know about Imam without referring to hundreds of libraries or without consuming more time into the libraries and books. But I wanted to know more and more and more about Imam. And I'm so lucky to be listening to you here, and listeners in the same way are very, very lucky to listen this session and learn so much about Imam. This 15-minute session is giving us information of hundreds of libraries, hundreds of sources, and this proves in itself the bilateral relationship with Imam.
We are talking still about the love of Imam as a duty of the waiter of the Imam to love Imam. And we have been talking about this love from the tongue of and from the wording of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Ridha. And now let's listen from the person that we are talking about, that is Imam Mahdi. Look what is the way that he loves his own people and his own nation. Imam says, in a hadith says, "I became aware of the doubts of a group of you Shias and the followers of Ahlul Bayt about their religion, and the doubts and confusions about the governors. So this is our sorrow for you, not for ourselves. And we were affected for you, not for ourselves." That is, if I become sorrowful, it's not because of me, myself. This is what I'm actually, I feel sorrow for what has come to you. That is, your governors, for example, I don't know, oppressed you or mistreated you or whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, he says that what I'm
what
sad for, it's
you?
Because of you, not because of me, myself.
Wow.
You see, this is the Imam that we are talking about, and he will, inshallah, come and will save the world.
That's so beautiful. That's so such a nice relation. You reminded me of this poem that says that you want to shed tears. The affection and love between you and me is so much that you feel like crying, but tears shed from my eyes.
Mm.
You feel like smiling, but the smile comes on my face. So it completely takes me back to Imam, like the way you said that you feel sorrowful, you feel sad, but I become sorrowful.
Mm.
So yeah, that's the love of Imam, and that's so beautiful.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. Oh light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you.
The next duty among the duties of the waiters of the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the grief at the parting of the Imam. That is grief because of being far from Imam alayhi salam, being distant from Imam. Look, we said we talked about remembering Imam, loving Imam,
love and affection,
and then grief for being distant and being far from Imam. It has been introduced as a duty of, let's say, waiter of the Imam at the time of his occultation.
Without making any efforts.
Yeah.
Just being emotionally attached to him.
Very
true. Can do all
so we need to have this sort of, let's say, hopelessness.
Yeah.
That we are only waiting for you to come.
Yeah.
When you love somebody, when you remember somebody, when you know that you love him and he is a beloved, then you have to show this love through a grief.
It should look. It
definitely, for our, let's say, for material life. For example, if when we see that, you know, the person we love, for example, our wives or, I don't know, our husbands, then we have to show this sort of, let's say, being distant from each other. We have to show this grief in some way or other.
True.
So the same goes to the Imam, the person that we are waiting with, because this level of love is even higher than the material love.
True.
Because true love is firstly actually a sort of a spiritual love.
True.
Look, the beauty and, let's say, the taste which exists in the spiritual love cannot be even be
cannot
described
exist in
and
the
cannot be
sensed in the material
except
love.
A person experiences it.
Yeah.
Let me add a point here. Once it was narrated from Ayatollah Bahjat Rahmatullah Ali that he said, the kind of juice that I taste while I'm in a state of prostration cannot be sensed and found anywhere else. So he's not exaggerating when he's talking about that. Look, the kind of rejoice and, let's say, joy and ecstasy that I am
enjoying
while I'm in a state of prostration cannot be sensed and found anywhere else.
Wow.
So you see, even in the material level of that.
Mm.
So this is our duty again, to be in a state of grief for Imam alayhi salam. Yeah. And it has been taught to us and it has been recommended to us. How? In the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. How again? If we don't have time, I can leave it for another session to work on it. But just to introduce when Imam alayhi salam talked about that. When one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, so their Sayrafi, went to Imam, and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was crying and weeping. On what?
Mm-hmm.
On being distant and a state of grief for being far from Mahdi alayhi salam.
Oh.
Who has not yet been born.
Who is not born
so
yet.
So this is, again, we see based on the attitude and based on the,
such
let's
a good
say,
example,
behavior of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we learn that this has to be a duty of us at the time of his occultation to be like that.
So it has been actually the entire list of duties we went through. Mm. And in the light of narrations and in the light of verses, how easy have these duties been made for us? It's
very
so
true.
Easy. And then it's very unfortunate that even if we know these narrations and these duties and we are still not acting on them, it's really unfortunate. So yeah, when you're loving someone and that person is far away from you, it should show up.
Exactly.
It should show up on your face or like whenever you're very, very happy in this material life, there should be some corner where there should be some missingness in your life.
Very beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alevi, for being
with
us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for giving such beautiful list of duties and making it clear for us, making it easy for us, especially in the light of narrations and verses. Thank you once again. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.